Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, going right back to the call. Sky in Washington. I mean, obviously I want unity. Are you talking about unity to get American First people elected? Well, you got to study their voting record or what they did, if they were ever in office before. I mean, what specifically are you asking me?
Yes, sir. Well, just to not have infighting among the Patriot vote, just all the people who backed Trump. I think Trump's going to run again, and I think he's counting on America First people being there in Congress when he gets there, if hopefully he does get reelected. Or we get another America First president, they're going to count on there being an America First Congress. So the public has to unify behind the America First candidates this midterm election.
Oh, I mean, I think Trump's doing a lot of good getting good people elected. He's not perfect, obviously. We need to keep him more on the straight and narrow. I wouldn't even say keep him honest. I've noticed you can really influence Trump when you get to talk to him. But, again, he's not perfect. He's almost 80 years old like Biden, but still a lot better shape than Biden mentally. So I hear you. Absolutely. I will get behind the populist nationalist candidate, the pro-life candidate, 110%. I appreciate your call. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Brenda in Nevada. Brenda, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's so nice to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener since the 90s. I was live with you at the G20. That was intense broadcast. But in any case, I wanted to bring up last week when you were going down memory lane, and I thought Jim Tucker should have been mentioned, just because, you know, he was super evident in bringing the Bilderberg to the forefront. And I don't know, I just thought it would be great to, you know, mention him as well when you were mentioning all the great people that were on your show.
Absolutely. I mean, Jim Tucker was just amazing. And when I learned he died, it was like 9 years ago, it was like a punch in the stomach. What an icon, exposing the Bilderberg Group when nobody else had, being ridiculed for decades, and now, are all the Bilderberg Groups real? Yeah, they want world government, big deal. Imagine the power they had of people not even knowing there was a group doing this. Once the people realize there's this group taking over, we can stand up and say no. And the former head of the Bilderberg Group is the head of the Davos Group, and he puts out their agenda publicly.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you. And then I also wanted to bring up, I was thinking about what you brought up about Russia and the Vatican and the Pope and his, you know, his switch, and how I just was thinking how they're really caught up in the Federal Reserve and how our economy is crashing. And I started thinking about their gold supply and what if that's been depleted. And maybe that would be a reason for them switching over and siding with Russia all of a sudden. It just was something I was thinking about.
They have to bring down the old system to bring in the new. Russia's going to a gold and silverback system. China and the United States and others are going to programmable tokens that track and trace everything you do so they can then control what you're allowed to spend it on. That's official. So that's where we are right now.
Yes. Do you think that the Pope would be, do you think that possibly, you know, the Vatican might have a gold issue where they're missing gold? And
you know, I don't know. I really can't speculate on that. I don't know. How, I mean, the Vatican's been hoarding money for over 1,000 years, so God knows what they've got. That would be speculative. I know this. All the major countries have been run by private central banks that have created quadrillions, thousands of trillions in fake currency to buy all the real assets up, and now they're purposely shutting the economy off to vertically integrate and take more control. So this is economic raping that is going on. Thank you so much for the call, Brenda. All right, Brian and Jeff, if you want to hold, I'll get to you later in the hour with our special guest, Pete Santilli. We got a very important Greg Reach report coming up, and then I'm going to Pete Santilli, who has really done a lot of deep research into the providence and the background of this big UN treaty where they're having from the 22nd to the 28th in Switzerland, this big meeting for the big medical tyranny takeover where the UN will run all your health care. I mean, they even admit it. They're on the news saying, yeah, we need to have the UN running everything. That is coming up next segment. There isn't a more critical issue in stopping their next lockdown and power grab. Pete Santelli straight ahead on Alex Jones.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Back in 2008, while the masses flocked to Obama to save them from Dick Cheney, those waking up to the American nightmare could clearly see how he was a puppet to Wall Street and the big banks, and also to the military-industrial complex. Their profits soared as the anti-war movement disappeared. Obama even had an American citizen killed with a drone strike while eating dinner. Obama loved predator drones, and he normalized the unending war.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
At first, Obama was not threatened by the election of Donald Trump. He had the all-powerful media on his side.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
But that didn't last.
If we fall for...
Trump got elected, and Obama helped lead a massive attack against him with the entire establishment, mainstream media, and loyal Democrats. And by the time the 2020 election was stolen right before our eyes, there was no doubt that Joe Biden was a puppet. But whose puppet?
I think it's no surprise to know that it's not just Obama, but it's the whole Obama-Clinton machine that has been in power for a long time and continues to pull the strings behind the curtain in the Biden administration. But when we're talking about this Ministry of Truth, Will, what's even more disturbing than the fact that you have all these Democrats who are supporting it is that there are powerful Republicans who are supporting it as well.
Obama and Clinton are puppets, along with at least 99% of all the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And it's not even a government anymore. It's a criminal cabal made up of several crime families and corporations that see the people as a commodity. And now, while being exposed for some of the biggest crimes in American history, they are stealing every last penny from the American people, creating a worldwide famine and provoking a war with a country that is showing off ways they can nuke we the people into oblivion. In Germany, hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that their government stop sending weapons to Ukraine and urging them to move towards a peaceful resolution. While in America, it seems as if everyone is just going about their business, waiting for the next election, as if it's just a series on Netflix we are watching. But if we sit and do nothing as we watch them start a nuclear war, are we innocent? The U.S. government is training Ukrainian soldiers in Germany and supplying Ukraine with hundreds of newly declassified suicide drones. The liars and thieves inhabiting the U.S. government are starting this war for their own puppet masters. But they are no one special, just old, old money with centuries of fraud. And we outnumber them 10,000 to 1, conservatively. They are not going to stop. And now that they are being exposed, it's just going to get worse. And so, wouldn't it be beautiful if we the people can stand up for what's right and stop World War III? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. The balance of the hour, Pete Santelli, journalist, former Marine, former political prisoner who was then had charges dropped against him for the whole Bundy crisis out on the Pacific Northwest, joins us because he's been doing some of the best reporting and breakdown of the global government takeover. Now, I have literally, as I counted them, more than 70 articles and documents here in front of me. Everything we're going to lay out is on record. Here's the memorandum on strengthening World Health Organization preparedness and a response to health emergencies. This is the UN takeover of healthcare. This is the holy grail that Bill Gates wants. He says more pandemics are coming. And then we've discovered that Obama, and we covered this some at the time, put in this medical martial law right before he left, saying if we even think you're sick, if you have a cough, we can secretly arrest you and disappear you. And other states have now passed laws to mirror this. So this is their big plan. And we had Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on that pointed out that in 2005, George W. Bush was pushing similar things of 15 days to slow the spread, mask, social distancing. So this has been a long-term plan, older than even Operation Lockstep 2011 from the Rockefeller Foundation. This is their big push. And now you have the CDC saying, we're above the courts, we want you to wear a mask. We're above the courts to take over the owners of rent properties. This is how they intend to keep us scared and under control while they roll off the new world government currency, the new carbon tax, the new social credit score. So Pete, we got 4 minutes to break. I'm going to try to give you the floor in the 45 minutes of airtime or so we have here today with you to just go through this. Thanks for being with us. You do a great job laying it out.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You know, I want to make a couple of things really clear because now that we're starting to bring some public awareness to this, and of course, you've been covering it the past several days, people have been talking about a pandemic treaty. Let's set that aside because the pandemic treaty, I think, is a diversion to what's going to take place here May 22nd through the 28th. Now, I've been in consultation with James Roguski. He's done the deepest research. He was one of the first ones that I'd landed on. And then I checked all of his work, and darn it, wouldn't you know it, all the documentation's out there. So I just had a conversation with Dr. Peter Breggin. He wrote the book. I have it here. Dr. Peter Breggin, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. He's identified over the past week and a half or so where I've been trying to pinpoint who the culprit is here, so what they're going to do May 22nd through the 28th. They're essentially going to give total dictatorial authoritarian power to the communist dictator Tedros at the top of the WHO. Now, who's behind Tedros? We know, and it's well documented, even Fox News, the New York Times, several different outlets have covered this, that China, the Chinese communists have essentially put Tedros in power. So essentially, this is a
proxy. And Bill Gates is allied with China, saying their response was great, they should take the world over. So it's Bill Gates and China.
That's right. And Bill Gates, I was targeting Bill Gates because Bill Gates is identified, especially when President Trump pulled our support of the WHO. Bill Gates came in and he became the top funder of the WHO. So I thought it was Bill Gates. Well, he stands to benefit, certainly. But this is all being driven by the communist Chinese. No doubt about it. Bill Gates is actually an asset for the Chi-Com government. But this is what they're going to do on the 22nd. Through the 28th. Now, just a matter of a couple weeks ago, the United States of America, through the Biden administration, filed some amendments to the International health regulations. And essentially, that's the legally binding document that's been in place since the 40s, where we agreed that the WHO would help us with the potential with a global pandemic, but we would ultimately have say-so through the CDC and through the FDA and so on and so forth, if there's a global pandemic. Well, April 12th, they filed the document essentially relinquishing their responsibility, giving total and complete control to the centralized authority, just like Yuval Harari says we need to do a better job with the international control of pandemics. Well, the 22nd through the 28th, these delegations, 194 countries, are going to get together and they're going to vote on those amendments that were proposed by the United States of America. And it was actually filed on April 12th, right under our noses, but at the same time hidden. Now, I had forwarded you some documentation. You covered it earlier in the week. This process began before we even knew how to spell COVID. President Barack Obama on January 19th, right before President Trump was sworn into office, a portion of the Federal Register included CDC changes in terminology for potential pandemics, like with SARS and so on and so forth, essentially giving the medical...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Off. Pete Santelli, investigative journalist, has been through the fire, is our guest. I have spent months reading these documents, researching what's happening with the UN. They have a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, that's going to be held the 22nd to 28th. They say the documents are secret, but their memorandums say the UN will control pandemic responses, but also other medical policy. Just like UNESCO controls education policy and the rest of it. We're under UN control. The corporations fund and control the UN, then our government signed treaties with it and go under its control. And we need to raise the alarm and get Congress ahead of this and others, because Biden plans to implement all of this. We have to make this the central issue. Pete, you got cut off. Please continue.
You know, first of all, I want everybody to understand the severity of this existential threat. I'm going to lay this out as follows.
Oh, this is their takeover plan. This is their main attack.
This is it. The 22nd through the 28th is even more important than the pandemic treaty that everyone's buzzing about on the internet. So let me break it down. 40s, we signed a treaty with the WHO, but we said we're going to maintain our sovereignty. We appreciate your help as it relates to global pandemics. Then they modified the treaties. 2005, they published the most recent one. If you go look it up, it's called the IHR, the International Health Regulations. Then they further modified it. But before they did that, so let's just back up a second. Obama left office on the 19th of January, 2017, right before President Trump took office. I didn't even know how to spell COVID. They filed thousands of pages. The CDC said, we're going to change some verbiage, some definitions, there was public commentary. The public comments, and some of those public comments come from attorneys saying, what are you doing? You're going to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO? They responded back, HHS and CDC said, no, of course we wouldn't. Our treaty says that we will maintain control and run in parallel to stop a global pandemic with the WHO and partner with them. Well, April 12th, just a couple weeks ago, they filed a revision that essentially cancels that out, giving Tedros, who was placed there by the communist Chinese. I can pull up articles right now. Look at this. A New York Times article. Candidate to lead the WHO is accused of covering up pandemics. This guy was actually placed there. How the WHO became China's coronavirus accomplice. And here's another one. Gates Foundation donations to the WHO nearly match those from the U.S. government. Let's set Gates aside for a second. On the 22nd through the 28th, they're going to approve a document that's been kept secret. Just a couple weeks ago, April 12th, the U.S., the Biden administration, their delegation is going to go there and vote along with the other member nations, 194 of them, to give Tedros 100% dictatorial power. And this is what he has the authority to do it. And it's pronounced fake. It's a public health emergency of international concern. Now, you can interchange a pandemic of coronavirus or, let's say, obesity or, let's say, SEL by the CDC. They say that they've got a program right now.
That's right. It says any crisis, they then take full control.
That affects public health and it's of international concern. Once the WHO... dictator in chief makes that determination, all other nations must follow. Now, here's another thing that they did underhanded. And normally, when you sign on to an agreement or you make modifications to the IHR, they have an 18-month cooling down period. Essentially, you know, well, let's take a look at the verbiage. Maybe we didn't understand the legalese. 18 months, we can pull out of this thing if we made a mistake. No, they shortened that to 6 months. So here we are, 2 weeks prior to this meeting on the 22nd of May, that they're going to give Tedros, who was placed by the Chinese communists, in power, giving him total authority. Once he declares a fake, they will even sanction countries for not complying with the WHO mandates. Now let's talk about Bill Gates. Bill Gates and Gavi are the biggest funders of the WHO. Do you think that Bill Gates has a dog in the fight for Tedros to be the leader of the government that's going to allow
him to Tedros is his minion.
It's his minion, absolutely. Now, I would started targeting Bill Gates as the culprit of this thing. These, you know, of course, the global predators per se. But I had a conversation with Dr. Peter Bregan after I did the research with James Roguski. I need to put you in touch with those two because they're very well studied. But Dr.
We've had Bregan on. He's great. We should get him back on.
Dr. Bregan, he's publishing a report today, and he identifies documents. It's well documented that the Thai comms are behind this thing. The Chinese government are using Tedros as a Trojan horse to bring in their global dominance.
Yeah, that's how you bring in a coup over America, is through the medical system, because Americans, on average, they've studied in focus groups. They even had Yale do a study before the pandemic. How do we get people to bow down? We use a bioweapon. We use fear. We use a virus. This is how they're doing it.
That's right. Now, the WHO, of course, this election that's going to take place on the 22nd through the 28th, the delegation that's being sent forth through the Biden administration, you know, we can question their authority because they seized an election in 2020. But let's set that aside. They're not elected officials that are going to be voting on our behalf. All these countries representing 99.44% of the entire world population are literally going to, and I've read the legal documents, they're going to give total and complete control to Tedros, the Tricom minion, total and complete control to declare a public health emergency of international concern. Once that gets done, now here's another.
Now, let's be clear, I agree with you. Even Gates says this now. I said this for 6 months. He just said it yesterday. We have the clip. This was a beta test. The real event, he says, is coming, something far worse, and he's on record developing all these viruses. This is insanely obvious.
That's right. Now, here's another big concern that I have, Alex, and I don't know how deep you've covered this. I know that you covered of course, I've done enough research on the snake venom derived peptides in the vaccines, of course. Now, the water surveillance system, that's when I learned about this. Tedros and the WHO, they can declare a public health emergency based on surveillance of the wastewater system. If they say there's too many, you know, please excuse the term, but this is what they're going to do. They're going to test the wastewater and say too many people are pooping COVID. We need to stop the spread. Let's lock down this zip.
Well, no. They admit that global surveillance has moved to sewage.
Right. Now, they're going to declare a public health emergency based on testing the wastewater. Do you trust that the CDC testing our wastewater saying that COVID?
No, it's spreading? Just it's an excuse to just shut things down whenever they want. It's digital martial law to force us onto phones to tell us where to go, what to do. And I mean, they admit all this.
They do. I've been following. I got away from this for a while because it was so nauseating listening to MSNBC and CNN, especially during the pandemic. But you know what? They're back at it, Alex. I'm listening to them. They're prescripting the narrative. They're saying the cases of COVID. Think about that COVID cases porn with the PCR tests and all that stuff. They're saying the cases are increasing. What does that tell you? We're getting ready for an election. Time for everyone to get ready to dump their ballots into the ballot drop boxes. But here's the big concern. Along with that, with the election coming up, with the potential for election fraud if people are casting mail-in ballots, you've got a WHO dictator, Tedros, who's already been pinpointed by the New York Times for covering up epidemics or pandemics in the past. This guy will be able to lock down countries and will have plenary power to do
so. And there's no doubt about it. Stay there.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about tonight.
Trust me, honey.
Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. Oh, yeah. Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, anybody.
people tune in every minute to minute. So you were on 20-some minutes ago with us. There's probably 300,000, 400,000 new people tuned in right now. Recap what you were saying, and they get into more details of this number one central issue that is starting to finally get some traction thanks to you and many others that are exposing it. We need Tucker Carlson to cover it. We need Joe Rogan to cover it. We need the Republican Party to cover it. We need U.S. senators to cover it. This is central to our sovereignty and to the whole globalist takeover plan.
Absolutely. Michelle Bachman, I spoke with her the other day. She found out about it. She was just flabbergasted that our congressional officials are clueless as to what's going to happen on the 22nd through the 28th. And Dr. Bregan told me last night that essentially, and I'm going to go ahead and do the recap, he told me that there's no way to stop this thing. The 22nd through the 28th, this huge body of 194 countries representing 99% of the world's population are going to vote to give Tedros, the person that was placed there by the TICOMs, by Gigi Winnie the Pooh, whatever his name is, placed at the top of the WHO to give him total dictatorial power to declare a public health emergency of international concern. Why is that vague and ambiguous? Because they can swap it out with COVID, they can do obesity, whatever public health emergency is of international concern.
It's a blank check.
Blank check. And guess what? They're going to supersede. I mean, they're literally saying we will partner with and have everyone follow along with us. The United Nations, which the World Economic Forum is a part of course. The international labor organizations, food and agricultural organizations, international atomic energy agency. They will have power over every major international agency. And I'm going to have to revert back to Yuval Harari because I think I heard it on InfoWars. Harari says we need to do a better job this time of stopping global pandemics from spreading. All of these nations, I'm going to tell you right now, they only have English versions of the modifications. The ones that were submitted by the Biden administration on April 12th, these other countries that speak foreign languages, it's a legal document. It's going to be legally binding with the IHR. They don't even have copies of the translation that they're going to be voting on the 22nd through the 28th. Now, of course, they're going to go to this thing, send the delegations there thinking, well, we have 18 months to kind of ruminate and figure out, you know, whether or not we want to stay with it. No, they changed that as well. They said now there's only going to be a six-month period where they can opt out. These countries have no idea. Our own elected officials have no idea. Or they're complicit in this thing to release our sovereignty. Alex, I don't mean to over-sensationalize by saying this. What this represents on the 22nd through the 28th, Biden is going to send his delegation to Geneva and vote to have the WHO flag fly over the United States flag. And I would say WHO, United Nations, and then the U.S. flag. Can you imagine what our elected officials are going to say when we ask them what they're doing to stop this global tyranny? They're going to say, well, you know, it's a legally binding international health regulation, but we've had a treaty dating all the way back to 1948 or 46.
That's right. So the U.S. has to move to pull out of that treaty.
They do, and they only have six months. We're in a position right now. They filed for the amendments April 12th. Most people have no idea what was contained in it. It gives Tedros total power. Then once they vote on it, there's going to be public outrage, which there will be after the effect. There will only be 6 months to undo the damage. So is there any way to stop it? Dr. Peter Bregan told me last night there's no way to stop what's coming on May 22nd. It's up to we the people. Congress is going to do nothing if not being part of this scam to bring global governance. As we already know, they've been pushing for that. I'm sure Hillary Clinton, if she was in 2016, we would have been talking about this in 2017.
And by the way, let's remember, they have headlines in Bloomberg, Washington Post, Financial Times saying dictatorship is good and the dictatorship should be corporations through the UN. Everything we've talked about, Pete, forever, is now in our face. There's no debate. So where are the Republicans? Well, they give some lip service, but they're bought and paid for, too.
You know, that man right there that you have on the screen, can you imagine? Fox News even reported, what was the date of this one? He was just basically reelected. Controversial World Health Organization Chief Tedros was nominated and brought in for a second term unopposed. Fauci said he's a good guy. This guy is Fauci on steroids. If you're upset about the little mini tyrant Fauci, wait till Tedros takes power after this thing is voted on the 22nd through the 28th. Is there a way to stop
Pete, him? How do you think we stop him? We expose it first, but what else?
All right. Yesterday, I got permission from, I had James Roguski on. We did a full presentation. We had to produce content to put the word out there. I got permission from him to not only use his site, Don't You Dare .info, to take that and mirror it and put it on Infowars.com. You're going to have his full permission to do that. That is all of the information that's contained so that we can get people properly educated. And then we need to take action. We need to demand that this delegation that is going, and we only have a couple of weeks here to try to stop this. It's going to be difficult. We need a public awareness campaign as if our sovereignty is at stake, because, in fact, it is. They should have no authority to go vote on our behalf in no way, shape, or form. They should actually be stopped. There should be a travel ban on these people from going to Geneva because of what they're about to do, that no American would approve. No member of Congress should approve any such delegation to go do such a thing. And most of them have never even seen the revisions that were submitted on April 12th, Alex. It is shocking. We need to notify members of Congress. We need all hands on deck. There's Democrats, I'm sure, that are going to be even opposed to this thing, as they were opposed to electronic voting machine fraud. But they should be stepping up to the front. We're going to sign away our sovereignty, Alex. We need to put out the all hands on deck alert to bring public awareness, not just in the United States, the entire world. Because here's another thing, and we've got a couple minutes here. I want to emphasize this point. If, in fact, just like we did last time, President Trump opted out of the WHO, Bill Gates backfilled it and actually became an even bigger contributor through Gavi and through the Gates Foundation, became a bigger contributor to the WHO than the U.S. was contributing. If we opt out this next time around, there's 193 other member nations that will have a vote. They're going to treat us like a bunch of, you know, MAGA red hat wearing deplorable extremists in the United States. They'll stop us from traveling. They'll stop international commerce.
Well, they've already set the precedent where you can't criticize any decision of the WHO on the internet, and all of big tech comes in and says, that's a dictatorship, a medical dictatorship. This is insane. They've already censored senators, congressmen, governors, legislators. I mean, we this is it. We have to recognize it's a takeover and say no.
Alex, I want to find the exact verbiage, but this is what I discovered. We're hearing a lot about these disinformation bureaus. We now found out that in Ukraine they have one with hundreds of millions of dollars.
They're giving it $8 billion, excuse me, out of the $33 billion, $8.8 billion, a Ministry of Truth, and now they've announced one here.
It's going to be upwards of $1 billion, a Ministry of Truth that the WHO is going to regulate. If you say anything that is counter to the narrative, that if you say snake venom peptides,
It just broke today. You may have missed it. It's $8.8 billion in Ukraine alone from the $33 billion Biden's giving.
Craziness. And that's just for war propaganda spreading. Can you imagine when Tedros gets a hold of a Ministry of Truth to stop the spread of COVID misinformation? He'd be arrested for
something. No, this is their takeover. This is it. We're on it. We'll talk about more details of it and how we stop it with the great Pete Santilli straight ahead. Find Pete's show, thepetesantillishow.com, and on Truth Social at Pete Santilli. We'll be right back with this great researcher. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Pete Santilli. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very, very clear right now with all of you.
Sorry.
People say, Jones, don't you feel empowered? Everything you talked about came true. No, I don't. There is nothing more frustrating than reading globalist documents and watching clips of their speeches for 30 years on Air 28 and knowing they're in power and knowing they're doing this and sitting here and having to debate whether or not they even exist. And to know that they made the weapon that killed members of my family and almost killed my dad. And to know they're going to come back and do it even worse. And we have the power to stop them. And now we're literally going back to 1776, but not the British winning, but the New World Order winning. And all the hell and the lockdowns and the starvation that comes with it. We have to stop this, folks. It's all right there. Pete Santilli, I'm going to let you host the rest of the segment. I'm going to shut up for 10 minutes. You got the floor. Go ahead.
You know, that document I forwarded to you, the Federal Registry, okay? This is how important that Federal Registry is that bureaucracies, such as the Department of Interior, the CDC, no matter what they are, government bureaucracies, instead of going through the legislature, if they have an important concern, They can document it, put it into the registry, allow for public comment, and then it bypasses regulatory or legislative process. It actually becomes law. Back in January, this is how important those filings were, changing the definitions of non-invasive. And it was worded as if an attorney was speaking out of seven sides of his mouth that essentially says that sticking a probe in your nose is going to be non-invasive. That's one of the most invasive things you can do. Here's another thing that they put in there is apprehension of individuals that are non-compliant or potentially spreading diseases that are of international concern. They already have all of the laws set up, ladies and gentlemen. Obama did it right before he left, the day before President Trump came in office. And I believe, as we've learned here on InfoWars over the past several decades, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, they bring the crisis. They know what the reaction to the crisis will be, and then they offer the solution to the crisis. Their solution is on May 22nd and 28th to centralize control. It is the global governance that will come, giving a person who is, I would consider it to be an enemy of the United States of America. The China virus was released from the Wuhan lab. That was the, of course, the crisis that was created. The world was outraged by the number of deaths that took place. And how do we solve the problem? Centralized control with the dictator in chief, Tedros, who is a proxy, a Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. Now, we have a delegation that is going to be voting to make him the world dictator over world health matters. Imagine how powerful these people were in the hospitals. Can you imagine a healthcare worker having so much authority over you that you can't even go see your family members or you'll be arrested for trespassing? They know what's best for you. They know how your the last remaining moments of life of your loved one is going to be taken care of, because, of course, we can't spread the pandemic. They are perpetrating one of the biggest psyops, of course, to do what? This is the pretext for what is to come here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is coming. Dr. Brett has told me there's no way to stop what's happening May 22nd to 28th, but what we can do is to bring public awareness. I want everybody to share this information. Now, the information that's included on the website, if you go to don'tyoudare.info, it's got all that info. Hopefully, Alex will have it replicated and mirrored on InfoWars.com as well. Share this information far and wide and use those toolkits. There's memes. There's letters that you can send out to your congresspeople. You need to pick up the phones and let them know what's happening. And guess what? The delegation that's going there, they're going to be aligning with the Chinese communist Trojan horse. That's treason. Surrendering our sovereignty to the Chi-Coms is nothing that any American would approve of. And I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. They just don't know at this point, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get our elected officials educated and do so ASAP. Now, if you ever wondered why the election was rigged in 2020 to put Joe Biden in office, it was to get this delegation and these leave-behind networks that have been working on the language. Can you imagine the Federal Register had thousands and thousands of pages, hundreds and hundreds of attorneys. They've been working on this for years, ladies and gentlemen. Alex has been telling us, I'm not saying this to suck up to him, he was the one that said that this would be coming. And I remember thinking he was a conspiracy theorist when I started listening to him 25 years ago. Everything that he said over time that I have checked has slowly but surely, and of course, most recently, very incrementally, edged us towards this global governance. It is here, it is now, and it's going to be up to we the people. We're the last line of defense here. Now, I say last line of defense. Do not bring violence. We need to be very loud and very, very vigorous and waste no time whatsoever between now and the 22nd, knowing full well that we're not going to have a good chance at stopping them. But we need to bring public awareness worldwide to every member nation and all of their citizens. Those people have no clue what they're about to sign on to, because they don't even have a copy of the translated document that they're going to be signing off on. They think they'll have 18 months to read through it and have their legal consultation. to determine whether or not it was a good deal or not? No, they only have 6 months. That's a sad reality. Tedros, ladies and gentlemen, is Fauci on steroids? Tedros has already been identified by major news outlets as having failed to not only stop pandemics, but covering them up. Tedros has worked directly with the Chi-Coms. And you're also hearing Bill Gates admire the response to locking down 400 million people in China, admiring their ability to stop the spread of pandemics. You even have Dr. Oz saying that China's response to the pandemic is something that he agreed with because it stops the spread of disease.
Absolutely, and, Pete. The globalist takeover is a model of China worldwide. Why do you think China's doing China lockdowns? I think it's to kill the U.S. economy, clearly, as a pretext. It's all their coastal cities and main industrial cities. And then what about Trump? Because I have a lot of listeners mad at me that I'm not on an anti-Trump jag. Look, I'm mad at Trump on a lot of stuff. He's not the president right now. And I'm just trying to stop the implosion of the country. But what is your view on Trump? What is your view on all this?
Well, here's my thing. President Trump, just like every other elected official, needs to do what we tell him to do. And I think that President Trump has been very responsive. When he did the red flag laws, I launched a campaign to notify him and say, not just no, but heck no. We have an obligation to let President Trump know
what's
going on.
That's key. When you get on his ass when he's been misadvised, he does the right thing. That's why he makes his own decisions. He makes a lot of bad ones, a lot of good ones, but you're right. That's why I know he's his own person, because he's responsive.
Peter Navarro, for instance, when he's in the Oval Office, he's not a yes man. He says, you need to fire this guy, Fauci. Alex Jones says, what the heck are you doing with J.D. Vance, the Skull and Bones Yale, you know, law school? I mean, that's Mitt Romney 2.0. We need to let President Trump know that. He may not know. He may not know about how upset we are with some of the endorsement industrial complex decisions that are being made. He's got an entire team of people. So what do? Get on Truth Social. Let them know. We need to express not our outrage. We need to basically penetrate these circles that they have around them. They've got these deep.
That's what Schwab says. The globalists penetrate. The people need to penetrate government.
Absolutely. So President Trump has been responsive to we the people. That's why I love him so much and I won't back down. But never will I be a yes man to him. What is happening right now, I believe President Trump needs to know about. And he pulled out of the WHO. Because he's
no, you're right. He did 90% good to 10% bad, and I agree. That's why my gut tells me still back Trump overall, but be a strong critic when he's wrong. Pete Santilli, amazing job. ThePeteSantilliShow.com. Thank you so much, sir, for your amazing work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate having me on.
Don't you
dare replicate that on Infowars.com, and let's spread the word.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Really bad allergies in Austin right now. I went for a jog, if you call it that, look like a gorilla running down the road this morning, and there's just pollen everywhere, so it coated my logs. I'm having an issue with it right now, but we're going to be all right. I'm going to come back, as I promised, Brian and Jeff. You're both going to get 2.5 minutes on the other side. You've been holding patiently. I'm going to finish up with you ahead of Kate Daly taking over. Please don't forget, all the way we stay on air is Infowars.com/show. You're sharing those links, and you going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products at the same time. X2 just got in 2 weeks ago. It's already 80% sold out. Got a limited run. It's still 25% off your X2 selling out. InfoWarsStore.com and so many other great products. And we're selling out of all the T-shirts. They're all in addition. We'll never put the T-shirts again. They're all being sold at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.